And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Maxa's out, but we have Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits co-hosting today with me, and what a great guest we have for you in store today. Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler is here. We're talking fishing, long-range fishing, and more. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, an exciting morning, and not only the local fishing so darn exciting, but to have Brian Kiyohara in studio, Pete, a fun one.
And great to have you in studio. I haven't done a show with you in about a month or so.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, so great to have Corey in studio here, and you've been a busy guy, haven't you?
It's been it's been a phenomenal year, really, for inshore, and it's not something you really compute with, like, quote-unquote El Nino-style stuff going on, but it's been pretty darn crazy. The calico fishing is the best it's ever been. You know, talking to RJ, this year was, you know, on the new Seaforth, one of the best calico years he's ever seen.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I know Captain Brian here, Kiyohara, likes to get out and catch a calico with his
Absolutely. Right. How's the lack of surface kelp affecting you?
Well, you know, it actually came back this year better than what it had been the last 4 years, and so it was good in the beginning of the year, and it concentrated it distributed the fish kind of around, but as it depleted through the summer, it concentrated the fish. Like Brian Woolley was mentioning at Dana Point, it really concentrated it. Not easier to catch, but they were easier to find, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, pinpoint. Nice.
Yeah, so what's going on the American Angler?
Oh, we've been doing all kinds of different trips.
Yeah.
Like, Ray's on the day-and-a-half charter now.
Day-and-a-half?
I just got back yesterday from a 3-day charter. We've been doing the longer trips, fishing the ridge, big bluefin, local fishing. It's kind of the beauty of owning the American Angler, having the ability to fish locally here with the guys, like, on the Pacific Queen days, to going down to the ridge, catching wahoo. It's just a variety. It's not Groundhog Day for us. Every day's a different deal.
A variety, yeah. So how was a 3-day trip?
It was good. You know, we got in on that local yellowfin tuna fishing here.
It was good fishing.
Oh, it was fantastic. And the grade of the fish are wonderful.
Are they growing? Is it that what it is, or just a new school moved in?
It's different. You know, in the afternoons, we've been fishing, you know, closer to the Coronados. You know, we have the paperwork.
Sure.
And that 500-fathom fish, that grade of fish has been 16 to 30-pound fish.
Nice.
And you say 500 fathom. I mean, that's not that far outside of the
island. No, we were 3 miles outside the middle.
Hello.
Wow.
And
how cool is that?
You know, it's just water conditions. And, yeah. And you know, in the morning and stuff, that fish around that 425, it's nice grade of fish. It's 8 to 15-pound fish. And then the last day we went down, I hear Taro saying it all the time on the Liberty when I'm going out fishing on my skiff, high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
We went down outside Colonnette looking for kelps. We found one kelp, and it was, you know, absolutely wedged with life and a lot of skipjack. We caught some Dorado and stuff, so it was a great time.
Nice.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, that's so cool. And so nice. This is typically our season right here. This is the local season, the best it gets. This month, next month.
I love the fall.
So it's time to go.
I love banana conditions.
Yeah.
I love the fall and just the cooler nights and the fishing gets better. Water temps drop a couple degrees, but yet, like we were talking about the calico fishing concentrating, it concentrates the offshore fish and it just...
Sometimes when the water gets too hot, it's detrimental, I think. You know, it's, you know, for me on my commercial hat, it's harder to keep live product alive. For the Irvingham Bay Company, it's harder to keep the sardines healthy. They have done a fantastic job through that whole, like, 1 month of 75, 76-degree water on the beach. Now that beach water's getting into the 60s, so it's a little bit nicer. And and also talking about that bait, how we had that small cracker.
That's crazy.
You know, it's...
It usually doesn't live the best, to be honest with you.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't, but...
Hearing from Brian Woolley talking out at Dana Point, they had excellent bait the whole year.
Excellent.
And Mission Bay is sometimes the worst because
it's hot in there.
Lack of circulation.
It's 6 degrees, 8 degrees warmer. You know, if it's 75-degree water outside, it's 81 degrees in there, you know, potentially.
And and that's not good for sardines.
Not good at all.
You know, the biggest tip for the anglers, you know, I was talking to Booger about it. Yeah, I'm going to be with Pete and this and that. It's that being able to fish at cracker.
That smaller bait is good, huh?
You know, I've seen it, you know, from the anchovy days when we fished the Revias. You know, we'd be chumming anchovies and we'd have cavito and bigger bait for these big tuna. Whether they're 300-pounders or 8-pounders, they key in on that small bait.
What you're calling cracker, is a small...
Yeah, that's small.
That's something that the bait guys, you know, like Carl and going back to the old days of when I was on there in the 80s. That's what they call them, crackers.
Yeah.
I think because they relate them to eating them with crackers.
Oh,
you follow me?
Okay,
yeah, like 4 or 5 inch bait.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Like canning size.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But so when you go to the Everingham Brothers and you see that small cracker, you should be happy.
Yeah, you know, it gives you more pieces, you know, to chum here locally in the U.S. waters, that kind of gig. But But also, when the fish are touchy, you throw a beautiful half-size sardine or a 7-inch sardine out, they're not going to bite it as quick as they would if you threw out a healthy 4 or 5-inch.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't take many 8-inch sardines for a 15-pound, 25-pound fish to fill up.
Yeah. So the biggest thing, you know, for sure, you guys know the gear. I don't know all the numbers of all, but those little Newell 220 size reels they have now with 15 or 20 pound fluorocarbon on them, small hooks, even these spinning reels, it's being able to adapt to that, whether it's on a half day boat or fishing down on that ridge. Because
on the American Angler, yeah.
Yeah, we saw fishing down at the ridge, you know, where we had beautiful mackerel, all kinds of stuff, but that tuna, if you knew how to fly line a 5-inch bait like the old anchovy days, you were on all the time.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And that's where, you know, like Power Pro, the Spectra type lines and the smaller reels, Trinidad, like 12 or 16.
Absolutely.
You know, something like that. You can fly, you can cast and fly line. And like you say, spinning reels.
Spinning reels.
A lot of people go, but man, if we, you know, it's kind of like practicing for when the Chovy come back, right?
Yeah. You know, you think about the tackle manufacturers, you know, you think about the improvements on reels. Oh, I caught a 260 on this, 2-speed, this and that. But as much advancements they made in the big gear, that smaller gear I see our customers coming out with. Adapting to that with an 8.5-foot real light graphite rod and a small reel that has incredible free spool. You'd be going 100 miles per hour with that thing down the freeway. It's fantastic.
And what you're describing is going to come back around, where only small Chovy. And when I tell you small, it's pinning on 3 or 4 small Chovys just to make the size
cast
of a small cracker, you know?
Yeah. No, it's coming. It's good time right now. So the American Angler is on a day and a half right now.
It's on a day and a half.
What are they doing?
Fishing locally outside the island.
How do you beat that?
It's as far as the fishing, you can't. You know, because everyone, you know, the all-day guys like Boog and Tara and the guys are getting in on it and having good fishing, as well as the overnight day and a half guys. It's another option that Clemente thing's opening up for those guys as well here now that the weather's better. But
sure. Yeah, and that as we talked about this morning, I know firsthand that stuff over at San Clemente Island with the big bluefin, the thing's changed over there.
The water got cooler for sure, but then
it got green. And
but the guys, you know, the kids now with these boats and sonars and stuff like that, and you know, with the skiff guys, you know, the coverage is a lot better. I talked to Sean Stewart yesterday. And they're seeing that big bluefin up there at Santa Cruz.
Oh, wow.
Up there bowling around in Yellow Banks, you know, when they're fishing bass and stuff like that. So that stuff's spread out, and it's just a question of getting back on it.
Yeah, and it. That stuff stuck around for a long time.
It did last year throughout the fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the fall is when our type of sport fishing boats had good shots at them when they got out in that Tanner and was biting squid, nighttime gigs. So.
Yeah. You get good weather and get out there. Yeah, to me, this is like the second season, and this is when, if you're a local, that's when you go fishing.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah, no question. So after this day and a half, what's next for the American?
Tomorrow I go back and have the good fortune of fishing with Ken and the guys. We leave on a 7-day trip tomorrow.
Wait a minute. The Ken Corwin?
Yeah.
From Ken's Custom Reel?
The Ken
Corwin. That guy? Yeah.
He's
such a great guy.
He's fantastic, you know, and he's so great for the whole industry as a whole.
Yep.
You know, you go in there, he's not pushing he's pushing fishing. He's like you are.
He's not even pushing it. He's just helping you with what you need and getting your gear set up right and your reels done
exactly perfectly.
And his business sells itself, really, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's standout individuals in my life that have bettered sport fishing. Pete Gray, Let's Talk Hookup.
Nice
sport fishing voice of Southern California.
Absolutely. Ken Corwin, you know, with his reels and just his demeanor when people come in. He's not trying to shove anything down anyone's throat or sell them something that he doesn't want, you know, that they don't need. Not even though he is in sales. He's just preparing people to have the right stuff.
Yep.
You know, the Don Hansons and the old timers, the old farts. Right. No offense, Don, but you are.
Yeah.
You know, and
he'd be first to admit it.
Yeah.
Probably, right.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s for crying out loud.
Yeah, the
Such
Brockmans, the Wiggies.
Amazing.
You know, the guys that are behind the scenes fighting for sport fishing.
Frank.
Unsung heroes. Frank's a big part of it, and it's just, you know, I'm just very fortunate to have the good fortune of meeting you guys throughout the years, and now that I'm a little bit older, I realize the Ken Corwins, the Pete Grays and stuff, and how much they do for the business. And you guys aren't the unsung heroes, but to a lot of people that don't know you guys are. And,
wow.
You know, I'm very fortunate to, you know, piggyback amongst you guys.
It's nice of you to say, but you're done a lot for sport fishing, too, and over the years. When you started at what age?
In high school. I've had my captain's license for 33 years now, and I love it. I love fishing.
You know what was funny is when you saw Corey for the first time this morning in a while. Obviously, you guys haven't seen each other in a while, but, big hug, and you're talking about the old days. I mean, you guys have go way back, right?
You know, me and Corey have been together 25-plus years.
So where was that first meeting with
Probably
Brian?
Probably closer to 30, honestly, you know.
Yeah.
But for sure 25.
From Seaforth?
Well, Brian's...
Oh, before that.
Yeah, before Seaforth, but Brian's background from... Seaforth. I mean, yeah. I mean, it goes pretty far back, really. It goes back prior to the bait boat days, you know. And
really?
In the late 80s.
You know, people don't know this about Corey, but when he worked for the bait company.
For Everingham.
And he was one of the pioneers. And Corey's very humble. Very humble.
One of the most humble guys I know.
And I would go hooping with him. And there would be no one else on the bay or maybe one other person on the bay, period. And, you know, I've been commercial lobster fishing for a long, long, long time. So, you know, me and Corey had a lot in common, you know, and, you know, Corey developed all that. And once it started getting commercialized and stuff, I'm sure, you know, that's when Corey got out of it. But he was one of the pioneers, you know, he knew where the sunken sailboat was outside Shelter Island, which you try and meter it now, it's gone after 25 years, but he knew where that thing was and was hooping and getting these 9-pound bugs and throwing them back. Oh, that's too big. You know, it's that kind of gig. So
that's so funny. Take a guy like Brian and he's turning the light off of himself.
Yeah, but Corey, I agree. He's a humble guy, but he was hooping when hooping was not in vogue.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's in vogue and you don't even do it anymore.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Promar is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right?
I'm
excited about that. I'm sorry to throw that in there.
No, that's going to be a good show. Wait till you see the list of prizes they're giving away tomorrow.
I'm totally excited.
Yeah. These gentlemen from Promar, I was just reading the West Outdoor News about tips for hooping. It's and then I see Corey this morning. It's like, you have no idea the amount of knowledge that this man has. He's helped me become a better lobster fisherman.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about sport fishing and just fishing in general is all the different aspects of it. And all, you know, it's so all-encompassing, the different methods. Like you're talking about fishing down the ridge, and you're talking about fishing big fish, fishing smaller fish, fishing Coronado Islands, wherever. I mean, this is like such a great sport.
Out the pattern, and I mean, look at the view from our office.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, just being on the water
is the soulful part of it, right? Being on the water, and you take a guy like Brian who's so savvy, and he can fish lobster commercially and can do the things commercially, but yet turn it back into pleasing people on a sport fishing boat and keeping customers happy and catching fish and. Really one of the pioneers in spiking and bleeding, you know, going through the whole thing and the piano wire up the spine and the whole thing, you know. So it's kind of all ends of it. And once you love the ocean, you kind of, it all comes together.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Brian's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to all aspects of fishing, shall we say.
Every
right?
part of it, Pete, really. And
no doubt.
If you want to join us today, we'd love to have you join us. We have a exciting show. The local fishing is phenomenal.
Yep.
When Seaforth takes their half-day boat and turns it into a full-day boat, you know times are really good.
Time to go fishing.
It is time. And today we would like to give you a half-day trip aboard the Daily Double from Point Loma Sport Fishing. Includes tackle rental if you need it.
Go fishing with Freddie and the boys out of your home landing there, right? You hang around Fred every day.
I see Freddo every day. Yeah, heck yeah.
Such a great guy. And here, you talk about a guy that has done so much for sport fishing. Think about the number of people that that guy has turned on to sport fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's real good to the neighborhood kids that like to fish and stuff.
Look at the way he raised his son on the boat, right?
Absolutely. I see, you know, my son Sean's friends going fishing on there. And, you know, because through local baseball and stuff and his three kids, he knows all the kids here in Point Loma. And, you know, so there's a small percentage of them that I see walking the dock every day, you know, the next generation of us.
And that Fred's bringing him in. And the whole
Absolutely.
Thing, you talk about going back 25 or 30 years, and that's really – Fred was on the boats there back then, and he's part of the group. And we'd love to have you join us. Give us a call at 877-792-1090 or the local number at 858-457-1090. And when we come back, we're going to have more from Brian, more from the awesome local fishing going on the Mighty 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is hosting a very special open house and live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday, October 6th at their Point Loma headquarters. And you're invited on the waterfront next to the San Diego Landings. Join the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and special guests. Tour the SAC facility and learn about regulations and permits that you need when fishing in Mexico. The SAC staff will be on hand to walk you through the permit process, bracelets, and more, as well as help you process your temporary importation permit on the spot. Visit the SAC website for what you need to bring. Key military personnel will be on hand to discuss San Clemente Island access and illegal charter boat enforcement. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in, or better yet, come by the SAC office Saturday, October 6th, 5040 North Harbor Drive, next to Pizza Nova in Point Loma. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, Brian was talking about lobbing those small crackers, small sardines out, and no better reel than a Trinidad, like the 12 and 14 size, that small size. You fill it up with 50, 65-pound Power Pro. Corey?
Brian was talking about fishing the Power Pro with the cracker and actually being able to cast second, third row and getting the baits out there with a short 25, 30 fluorocarbon leader, and nothing better. Not only that, but having the drag system to back it up.
Oh, yeah. And the free spool, the lightweight. You match that with a super lightweight Therese rod for whatever pound test you're fishing. You've got a machine that'll put the fish on the boat, and you can just have so much fun with that gear. You know, the other thing, too, is we talked about spinning reels, a Shimano bait runner. Man, does that put a lot of fish on the boat for people. If you want to do a spinning reel, live bait fishing, nothing's better than the Shimano bait runner. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome.
right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete, fun show ahead of us.
Yeah, man, we're having fun here with Captain Brian Kiyohara. So, Brian, you've done so much fishing on the American Angler. What's your favorite? You like the long range? You like the local fishing? What do you like?
I like it all. Yeah. You know, it locally, I enjoy it. I mean, the opportunities for good fishing. Obviously, there's yellowfin tuna right in front of the house here.
Sure.
I enjoy the competitive level of it. Like when we had the queen, everybody would leave the harbor with live bait, customers, and everyone was skunked. Everyone had zero.
To start the trip with.
So I thrived on the competitive level. And, you know, over the years, I would say 30 years of proof in the pudding, there's your X amount of guys that consistently do well.
Yeah.
And so that's what fires me up about local fishing, like your Bugs and your Taros and stuff like that. And then as we get down further, when we're tired of dealing with all the traffic and stuff like that, I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to go to places where we're fishing by ourselves or maybe one or two of our code boats. And so I enjoy it all. Yellowtail fish on the anchor, though, still is my favorite. Yeah, you know, because it's the funnest. It's visual.
Yeah.
They're all roughly the same size.
Uh-huh.
You know, fishing that big bluefin or fishing our long trips for that big, it's very emotional. Very emotional. You know, if a guy doesn't get a bite for a few days, it's, you know, feeling sorry for himself. And, you know, the highs and lows of it, don't get me wrong, I like it. But just that simple fun of yellowtail fishing when they're biting on the anchor, they're all roughly the same size. Everybody's getting them. The guy with suspenders up the side with the yo-yo jig is getting just as many as the guy that's, you know, savvy fly line and bait in the stern kind of gig.
And everybody's having fun.
When I'm wearing that hat, I'm an entertainer by trade. Yeah. My passengers that fish with me are probably laughing because they've heard that a lot of times.
Yeah, I like that.
It's easier for me to be an entertainer when everybody's getting
them. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen.
Oh, it does not.
It's called fishing, right?
Yeah, especially when you're big fish fishing.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes very emotional. Like, how many nights has the fleet been at Clemente and you catch eight or two?
For the fleet.
You know, granted, they're 250-pounders, but, you know, there's...
Yeah. You know, but you hear so... that the ones you hear about are like the trip you had, a couple weeks ago on the American Angler. Way. How many did you get?
Oh, we had 19.
19.
You know, right after dinner till 9 o'clock because we were on a day-and-a-half charter and had to come home. But, you know, Cameron ran the boat on a five-day trip and had fantastic, you know, bluefin fishing. And the end result was fantastic.
Yes.
But, you know,
A lot of hours. Yeah. And there's been other trips that maybe don't get publicized as much where, like you say, maybe you catch nothing, you catch two.
Sure.
That's big fish fishing.
The devil's advocate of social media. Boy, it looks like those 250-pounders are chewing the paint off the boat.
Just every day, yeah.
But, you know the Brandon Haywards and stuff like that. How many countless hours?
Oh.
18 hours of stopping on schools and fish to get a bite.
Oh.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's kind of crazy when you lay it out like that. It really is.
Yeah, truly is. It's not for everybody. You know, you got to be, you know, everybody probably steps, hey, we're going a day and a half. We're going to go catch a 200-pounder.
Yeah, let's go big bluefin.
Yeah,
but
it's like, okay.
It's better to go yellowfin tuna fishing right now with 25 people and get into the stop where you end up with 30 and maybe everyone catches one or hooks one and loses it. But it's,
and like you say, a nicer grade, too.
It's exciting. I mean, I was down at Seaforth. I had a friend that was on one of the boats, and actually with Greg on the Aztec, and offered me a fish, and what the heck, I'm going to come down. You know, I can't turn that down, right? So I was looking at all the fish in the card. I mean, there's a beautiful grade. It's
beautiful.
I saw a yellowfin, you know, like 10, 12 pounds, but there were some 25, 30-pounders, and there were they actually had a big eye, you know, like a 75-pounder on the boat. And
yeah, you know, it's every day I'm out in the ocean, I hear of one or somebody stopping on a kelp and getting spooled.
Right.
I was telling just the other day, I think the Grande stopped on a kelp outside the middle ground, and they hooked three, and they got one. It was one of those 75-pounders. And I was telling them, you know, in the 80s, albacore fishing.
That was a big deal.
On the way home, we drag our jab heads, you know, outside the islands. We used to call it Tuna Alley, kind of. You know, Alan Fay would be on the Prano, and he'd come in at midnight because he'd get a stop on those big eye in the Coronado Canyon, and, you know, he'd be fighting these 60 to 180 pounders. And yeah. So it's exciting to see that come back. It's like.
It really is. And that's what I was getting at. To see Skipjack in the cart. Yeah. I haven't seen that in years and years and years. Yeah. And
getting troll stops, too. How many years has it been since, like, we're getting local troll stops, right?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. That big guy was exciting, though. Since we were on the Queen.
Oh, I remember some of those days on the Queen.
We've had seen that kind of fishing. So.
Did it happen again?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're starting to get a little hint of it.
Yeah,
so.
A couple big eye caught, right?
It's going to be a matter of time before one of our guys stops on a kelp, and it's just straight big eye in the corner.
Oh, how would that be, right?
Hopefully we'll see it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up. One line open on each side, 877-792-1090, a line open there, or 858-457-1090. Let's jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to Don. Don's calling from Woodland Hills. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Don.
Hey, guys, great show. Really excited to hear you, Brian. It's been a while. I actually have a comment and a question. You guys were talking about crackers. Listen to the Let's Talk Hookup archive show with Captain Joe Barry and Bongo Joe.
He talked about fishing
spinning reels with small live bait.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one. That's on our app. You can listen to some of our old archives with some classic guests like Bongo Joe.
That was great. I listened to it this week. Hey, Brian, my question for you is fishing for wahoo. What's your favorite way to fish wahoo?
Well, when we first stop, it's with a jig. The most effective way is with a heavy type jig. I know Raider jigs are real popular, but you know all the years I spent on the Royal Polaris, it's your standard go to jig was that heavy chrome 6X Junior with the big Siwash hook with 50-pound line. A very taut drag, and you know you get it to stop and cast out and let it sink. And so I would think whenever you arrive upon an area, go with a heavy type lure with 50-pound line, and as you kind of beat that area up, then it progresses into touch fishing with cracker and light wire and that kind of thing, fishing with sardines and live bait.
So why a tight drag, Brian, for wahoo?
You know, because it's just to get that hook to get set in the mouth. It's pretty bony.
Uh-huh.
So like when you're winding and like, oh, you get a bite, you got to wind through your bite. A lot of times they're dog boning, you know, that jig in their mouth.
The hook's never even in their mouth.
Never even in there. So with that tight drag, you got to be able to wind that hook and get that hook set. And so you're going to lose more than you land.
How many wahoo have you gaffed over the years? And you stick the gaff in it, and the jig falls out because the hook was never even in the fish.
Constant, yeah.
That's crazy.
Multitudes.
And that's why the straight wind, don't pump, just keep it coming.
It's wild fishing now. It used to be an entertainment between big tuna bites, in the 80s and 90s, but now it's the most exciting fish that we catch on these longer trips, and they're very sought after, and so to be able to be on a boat and put it together and catch one or two or three or five, it's
fun.
It's
it's kind of a bucket list trip for a lot of people is to catch a wahoo, right? Because they sometimes you get them and a lot of times you don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of chess moves going on, you know, with so many successful and long range operations and stuff. Just to get to fish Alaos Rocks by yourself or with one other boat, you know, there's a lot of chess moves involved. There's a lot of boats running. So to have that opportunity, it's special.
That's kind of cool. I have a question, though, about the wahoo fishing, Brian. It's something I haven't really done, and the long-range thing, you know, isn't my – I love the inshore thing. But when you get wahoo bit on a bait, like a sardine, and they bite the thing in half
– you just got to leave
it. You soak it.
You leave it.
Because they're coming back around to eat it?
You leave it. You know, we have a video one of the kids took.
Yeah.
And there were some wahoo swimming around the boat. One of the kids jumped in the water with a GoPro camera. And it shows a wahoo and how they eat. They have such sharp teeth that they're fired up, and they slice the bait in half.
That's their
the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah.
But that's their means of feeding, right?
And then they come back around, and they could take their time and eat the other half.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder, you know, just the way I think about fishing, I wonder if that's why chunking baits actually works at times. Because
absolutely.
When the wahoo come through a school of bait and slash it up, and then the yellowfin and dorado and everything else coming in behind it to feed, huh?
You know, I'm a jump in the water guy.
Yeah.
So, like, all those years, the years that we spent on that Royal, and I saw the first kite go up. I saw the first chunks hit the water. And when we first started chunking, it wasn't cool to chunk. Oh, I'm not a catfish fisherman. You know, that you'd hear that. And so we would see the fish come up the chunk line till they were right below the chunk bucket.
Like feeding a dog.
Yeah, absolutely. So we would jump in the water. And quite often we would see these big cows eating every chunk except the ones that had a hook in it.
Wow.
And then out of the mist, here would come a pack of 3-4 wahoo. And you can just feel the energy in the water, like the competitive level. And quite often, that's when that one 222-pound tuna would turn around.
And fall for the hook.
And eat the chunk that had a hook in it, just because that competitive level.
Competitive, yeah.
Wow, so crazy.
They didn't have to eat the bait when they were just kind of sitting there just feeding off of the chunk. And then all of a sudden,
that pack of wahoo shows up out of the gloom, and just like next thing you know, we're on.
Crazy stuff. I mean, not funny questions, but just coming from a layman from long range fish, and I really just things I wanted to know, you know. Sorry.
For sure. No, don't be sorry, man. That's awesome. That's a great question. Hey, thanks a lot for the call and getting us started here this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, sad note to talk about here this morning, and that is Big Mike Gardner passing away last weekend.
Really sad. Just you talk about pioneers and, you know, good people in the industry and people that really educated and taught a lot of people, you know, and that's, I mean, growing up, that was kind of one of my guys you would look at seminars and the famous line that fish have no hands.
That was his book, Fish Have No Hands, right? Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is, I remember Marty and I used to go fishing with him. We used to have Mike on the show here, 20 years ago, right? And we'd go fishing with him afterwards on San Diego Bay. And Mike sat up on the bow and ran the trolling motor and gave advice, and such great advice. And he'd always, one of his great sayings, swings are free. Because, you know, it was always fishing plastics, and, you know, you miss a lot of fish in the bay, and all those bodies, you know, they grab it. And he'd always say, swings are free, just swing, you know.
That's
so
awesome.
And you know, taught me a lot, and it taught Marty a lot, and a lot. And how many hundreds of kids and adults did Mike Gardner take out?
They're now my age, right?
Yeah, and teach fishing. So
yeah.
The guy is never to be forgotten. Mike Gardner is just a fantastic guy and lived a very long life and has a lot of friends in this business, for sure.
Very much so.
Yeah.
He will be remembered, Pete.
Yeah, there is a memorial service for him today, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of great people, notable people in the fishing world at that memorial service talking about Big Mike Gardner.
Definitely a good guy in the industry.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja. The cast man is standing by, and this report, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook, sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna, yellowtail fishing, dorado fishing, it's happening now. You should make Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's jump in and talk to the cast man. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, boys. Hope you're all having a good Saturday morning. The radio show looks like you guys are having a lot of fun down there.
Always.
Hey, of course. Anyway, you know, they've had some strange weather down in the Baja there, from Loreto all the way down to La Paz and San Jose del Cabo. It's kind of rain and windy this week. You know, just kind of local storms. I've got some clients there in Loreto that couldn't get out for a couple of days, but they were going out yesterday, and I'm anxious to see how they did. But reports prior to all this were some, you know, still some good dorado fishing going on there in Loreto and all the typical spots there. Punta Coyote, in Coronado Island, doing very well. And of course, yellowtail has been there all summer, which is kind of unusual. Usually water gets too hot for them and they move out. But yellowtail, up to 20, 25-pound yellowtail. But it's mostly dorado down there. When we get down to La Paz, East Cape and San Jose del Cabo, up in the La Paz area there around Sorolla Island, and then right at the lighthouse at Las Arenas, a lot of tuna. It's just incredible. And some big fish. If they were getting fish up to 100 pounds, really just about on the beach. I would imagine you could probably cast for them if you were on the beach, but some nice, nice tuna going on there. Also very unusual, too, up on the out of La Paz Bay going out toward Espiritu Santo Island, the same thing there. Not the grade of tuna they're getting down by the Muertos Bay in that area, but up in that area they're getting some 20, 25-pound tuna. When normally this time of year it's a very, very good Dorado area. So some good fishing there along the beaches, some big roosters still being landed there. And, of course, they've got striped marlin up there also. And then we get down to the East Cape and San Jose del Cabo, down there toward the Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, Vinarama, those areas there. You know, it's just it's that area that holds tuna all year round. And there again, they're getting some fish up to 100, 110, 120 pounds. Not a lot of them, but they are getting them. You know, you're fishing 20, 30-pound fish, and all of a sudden, whammo, you get this thing on there, and you're on this thing 2 hours on light line, and you're lucky to get it to the boat. But some good tuna action there. No wahoo reported this week, but that should be happening. This is the time of year when those wahoo start coming into the area. You know, and we always hold our Wahoo Rumble in San Jose del Cabo there in November, and so they should be coming in pretty good numbers next few days. Lots of striped marlin around, few blue marlin are coming in now. I think you know, they could say the Bisbee should have some really good blue marlin fishing. They're in their big tournament there next month. Anyway, that's a report for this week, Pete. Just to remind everybody, we've got our Loretto staying at the La Michonne tournament next May.
The Rumble, man. Yep, the Loretto Rumble at the beautiful La Mission Hotel. And the cool thing about that trip is so easy to fly nonstop on Alaska Airlines out of LAX or nonstop on Aeroclafia out of the CBX terminal down in Tijuana. So easy to get to, such a short flight and such a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, and there's some really good airfares right now, especially on the Alaska coming out of that area. I've had some guys that booked the trip this past week. Got some about $350 airfare, which is really good for Loretto on Alaska because, you know, it's one small plane, and those seats fill up fast. So
yeah, and that's the thing is we definitely want to alert people to get signed up for that tournament. Even though it's next May, it's not too early to get signed up and get going if you want to join us, because not only the spots are going quickly, but also the airfare. You got to get that airfare.
Yeah, yeah, and it's only a $200 deposit. Holds your spot, and then the final is due 35 days before you head down. So you got plenty of time to put things together. But just one more thing too, Pete. Our Pesca Panama trip still got two spots available, and anybody wants to join that or our Loretto Rumble, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, the dates of the Loretto Rumble, Sunday, May 19th through Thursday, May 23rd, prime time down there in Loretto, beautiful time of the year. Get on the phone, get booking on that. Castman, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Will do. See you guys.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Hey, phones are packing up. One line open. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Corey, let's jump in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. We're going to talk to Maynard. Maynard's calling from Temecula. Good morning, Maynard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fellas. Question for the skipper of the American Angler. And I'm a loyal American Angler fisherman. And I'm scheduled to go out on the 8th day, the 30th of this month. And I'm kind of in a quandary about my equipment. You know, right now I'm thinking of 10 rods, but I think I got too many, and looking for some help. There's so many different types of fish out there, and, you know, the variety is endless. So, you know, it's kind of a little confusing.
You know, all I could say, Maynard, is just bring them. I mean, if you don't rig them up, you know, you could leave them upstairs. You know, it's on an 8-day trip. Who? There's no telling on what we're going to fish. 15-pound test or 100-pound line. It's bring it all. It's those fall trips. We have to pretty much be prepared for everything. So if you don't use it, you don't use it. But if you need it, you'll have it.
Good advice. Why not? Just if you own it, bring it.
Yeah, and if you don't use it, you could just leave it in a bundle upstairs and up in the corner of the upper deck or something. And
out of the way. And
out of the way, yeah.
But close enough, you can go grab it.
Absolutely.
As you've talked many times before, that's the time with the most variety.
Most variety.
Yeah. So who knows what you're going to catch.
Yeah, conditions are good up and down the coast. Who knows where we're going to end up and who knows what we're going to catch.
Yeah, such a great time.
I love it. I really do.
Yeah, plus, you know, the thing, too, is that, sometimes in the heat of the action, you guys don't have time to take the hook out.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that does happen.
That's a good problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut the line, go grab your other rod, and you're ready to go once again. Absolutely. Hey, Maynard, have a great time on your trip, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back and let's talk hook up, we're going to have more with Brian, the American Angler. We're going to have more awesome fishing. And give us a call at 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090. It's Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's definitely a fun show.
Yeah. You know, one of the fun things, Corey, is the behind-the-scenes talk that we do between the
breaks. Oh, geez.
And I want Brian to tell this story about the kite and how the kite came into fashion back in the day.
This is
a great story.
It was the early 90s, and we had a passenger with a crystal methamphetamine problem. And his mind was all over the place. He'd be taking apart his reels and then making this over here. And he came out and says, they're using this for sailfish in Florida. We would like to try this kite. And the customer's always right. I said, okay, yeah, we'll get to it when the time is right. And it was one of Tim's first trips that he ever drove on the Royal Polaris long trip. We got down to Clarion.
Tim Ekstrom.
Yeah. So we had a good night bite, you know. Got there at 4 in the morning, biting good. After daylight, you know, we're hosing all the fish off. People are taking pictures, whatever. Can we put this kite up? And so I remember Rollo said, yeah, you know what, we'll give it a try. So we put, messing with our long rods, it was 40-pound test and a Neil 338. So we fly this thing, we figure out the clip, put it, and we go, okay, who wants to go? And everyone's kind of like looking at the ground. This is stupid. This will never work.
All the classic guys.
Yeah.
I was like, no way.
All the big fish, you know, all the RP big fish guys.
Me? Yeah.
And we pin this mackerel on. It gets like 10 feet behind the boat. And bawoosh, it's 250-pounder, blows out on it like 10 feet from the boat. And it was one of Tim's biggest trips, one of our biggest trips. I think we had 7 over 3 and like 32 over 2.
Oh.
And I would say a minimum of half those fish were from that one kite. And I remember the one kite went in the water, and we had deployed our skiffs looking for it. And, you know, it was just a mess. But,
what a great story.
But just a few years later, even before you started a chum line, you would see kites going up.
Yeah.
And now you go to San Clemente Island, and it's just...
Yeah.
Hey, you tell this story. You're telling the first stories of the kite on the boat and everything. And what you just mentioned went over people's head, talking about deploying the skiffs. You used to have a skiff on the boat prior to Power Pro.
Yes.
You had to deploy a skiff so you could.
Oh, I remember when when Spectre first came out. It was a game changer.
Yeah.
Just like when the first two-speed reels started showing up on the boat, it was a game changer.
Yeah. All that stuff, though, it's like people like kind of. Poo-pooed Spectra. I remember Russ Iser, right? It was like, no, that stuff's not going to work.
There was a lot of poo-pooing. Me and Rich Holland got into it.
Yeah.
Saying that the rod should never touch the rail. Yeah. Now they make rods called
rail rods. Yeah.
So it's just the evolution, you know, that the tackle companies have made. And, you know, the guys out there running boats. You know, after me and Sam bought the Pacific Queen and kind of got out of it, when we bought the American Angler again and came back and the balloons attached to the kites, mm-hmm. and Roy Rose coming up with double trouble, fishing two sardines at once. It's just, we were there at the innovation when we got that thing up in the air and started flying the kite. But now these guys, the innovations that they made, and now this flying fishing that's going on at Clemente.
Yeah.
The cool part about it is how cyclical. You read Zane Gray and how they used to catch bluefin tuna in the Catalina Channel,
right,
on kites and flying fish.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's full circle.
Yeah,
full circle. That's how they did it.
That's how they caught the big. That's started the whole thing off, right? And where did that? And that was before it ever came to the East Coast, too.
Oh, Zane Gray, I think was
way back. I mean, there was no. Kite
and I think, honestly, I think the kite fishing goes back to the Tahitians and the Hawaiian.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, in our theory, it came from the East Coast, but exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what cool stories.
Yeah. I mean, Brian's loaded of them because he's...
I love it.
I mean, when you were working on the Royal, how old were you?
Oh, in my 20s.
In your 20s.
Yeah.
Fishing with Captain Rollo and Tim Ekstrom.
With Rollo, yeah. Rollo, Tim Ekstrom, and Frank, Steve.
Steve Loomis, the legend.
You know, I had the good fortune of working with Steve Loomis for almost 10 years of my life. And he is another one of those unsung heroes. Everybody knows Frank, and I owe everything to Frank. But Steve Loomis is the unsung hero where you ask the Mike Keatings and these Art Taylors and stuff like that, who is the long-range captain? And it's Steve Loomis. And he taught us how to use a pipe wrench with leverage to everything. If you're not sure about, you never tried anchoring the spot, try it. The worst thing that could happen is you won't catch anything. And so a lot of these sayings that Steve Loomis taught me and Tim and Rollo, and the list just goes on and on and on. Tom Rothery's, Norm Kagawa's, and it's just, it's every day. A saying that he had given me pops into my head, whether I'm driving the boat on a day-and-a-half trip or a 14-day trip. And so he's another one of these unsung heroes.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's out there listening. It's just, he's a big part of San Diego sport fishing.
No question.
Huge.
I mean, people have done things that he did and taken it to the next level. He took so much, so many fishing things to the next level.
Somebody needs to get him into a book. Like he talks about, like, when they just dredged out Mission Bay and started Seaforce Mission Bay sport fishing.
Isn't that crazy?
He worked on the first sport fishing boat that ran out of Mission Bay.
Yeah.
In 1966 or whatever it was.
Isn't that crazy?
He was there.
Amazing guy. Steve Loomis.
His rock pile stories.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And he still tells such great stories.
Night bites for 400 yellows on the rock pile, getting shut down by 300-pound blacks eating them.
Oh.
Having to move.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Hey, and if you ever hang out at Fisherman's Landing, you know, tackle or whatever there, you come across Steve Loomis quite often. Just
ask him to tell you a story.
Exactly. You'll have to hang out down with Rock Hod Rick and figure it all out.
No doubt about it. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into those phones. One line open, 877-792-1090.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to Mark. Mark's calling from Santee. And good morning, Mark, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Great.
I got a question for the captain. On your boat, what kind of amenities do you have, cabin, bunks and stuff like that?
It's a good
and
question.
And I'll take a question off the air.
Yeah. Oh, we have 13 triple and double occupancy type rooms. It's
all stateroom accommodations.
All staterooms accommodations, air conditioned.
Sinks in every room.
Oh yeah, sinks in every room. It's a good deal, Mark. I mean, you come out. It's for any of the long range boats. They're all real nice, maintained real well. The entire long range fleet is.
And luxury sport fishing.
It's anywhere from about $400 a day, any way you slice and dice it. You think about it, it's food, entertainment, room and board, all inclusive for that
transportation.
Price. Transportation. Whether it's the American Angler or any other of the guys in our long range fleet, once you go on there, I think you'll be stoked.
And Mark asking that question may have never seen the boat or stepped foot on it, but hearing you Brian talk about day and a half to 2 day, 3 day trips. He's thinking a Prowler, he's thinking Liberty, he's thinking, you know, that kind of boat. But it's a long-range boat running these local, talking about fishing right outside of the, on a day and a half, fishing right outside the Coronado Islands.
It's because our amenities are a little bit nicer, the amount of inquiries we have for charters, day and a half and three-day charters, it's...
Yeah, it's such a comfortable boat to fish on. And you've sidestepped a few issues. One, the food. It's full-speed gourmet. You have two gourmet chefs on the boat that cook 24 hours a day.
Oh, we out of a crew of seven, two of those are assigned to the galley.
Yeah.
And, like, right now we have Josh with us, who's been with us for many, many years now, and it's good. It's like...
not good. It's gourmet.
You know, it's so crazy. I know you're ready to talk, but I'm going to talk over you. You talk about innovations in the industry and the reels and the Power Pro lines and the sonars and all this, but darn it, the chefs in the galley, I don't even want to call it a galley, right? I mean, it's the kitchen.
They're fantastic. Right? You know, they have it down. You know, they've learned how to package, you know, vegetables and stuff, wrap the heads of lettuce in newspaper and stuff. We're eating fresh salads on two week long trips.
Later, yeah. They're, pretty impressive.
It's fantastic.
And then you say, okay, we have a crew of seven. Those five other guys on the boat, I mean, they are some of the most knowledgeable anglers and teachers that you will ever fish with. I always call going on a long range trip like it's like going to graduate school for fishing.
It is.
Because it's not intimidating. It shouldn't intimidate you, but you learn so much. No matter how much experience you have.
It's the double E to work on a boat. So we're entertainers, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, we're educators. Mm-hmm. All the deck crew, they're educating. Somebody hooks it, you know, the terminal tackle, obviously. The guys and the kids in the tackle shop are wealths of knowledge. But you tie into one of these 200-pound bluefin. Now your Lamaze coach is the deckhand. So they're educating the customers Like, I tell our crew, it's like, you're really the one that's landing these fish. The gentleman or lady that's hooked up into it, he's just the avenue of turning the handle. So they're educators as well as entertainers and fishermen. So they're educating individuals on how to properly fight a fish, follow your fish, drag settings and all that. It's I can't say enough about our crew. That's why we're in business.
And keeping the situation calm and keeping it moving forward in a calm manner and keeping everybody else hooked up. And
okay, if you haven't figured it out, we all love long-range fishing. You need to go. You need to go do it for sure.
It's nothing but good times in studio here with Brian from the American Angler. And we come back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to have more of the local fishing on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.